As usual, people in some parts of Canada are enjoying a hot summer, while others are complaining about rain and cold temperatures. It doesn't matter, summertime is ice cream time, and the selection of frozen desserts out there is growing all the time, all the way from generic brands to fancy gourmet stuff that makes your wallet wince when you hand over the cash. I've assembled my trusty taste panel of fearless foodies once again for some slurping and discussion. Steve Hawkins, Sam Correa, and Kate Simpson helped me try five different kinds of vanilla ice cream. And vanilla ice cream is really tough to do well. I like vanilla ice cream almost as much as any other kind of ice cream because it's that pure flavor and you're not confusing it with anything else. And it's great for other kinds of toppings to put on it. All right. Okay, so we're on number one now. And
I find the creaminess a little gelatinous.
Yeah, thick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little gelatinous.
Mm. This one, it is a little gummy in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Sort of gelatinous gumminess. It doesn't taste natural.
It's very thick. Creamy. And creamy.
What it really needs is fresh BC strawberries.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Fresh fruit on this would be perfect.
So number one was a little too creamy, needed some acidic fruit to balance the cream, and it did contain black speckles, usually an indicator the manufacturer has used real vanilla bean scrapings for flavor. Now, ice cream number two.
So this is number two. Oh, this has a nicer look to it. Looks more crystally, I think.
This number two, definitely more of a vanilla flavor right off the top.
Gamey. I got a gamey taste to it. Like, it's very dairy tasting. Like, gamey. I know that sounds funny because it's ice cream, but it's got an almost gaminess to it.
It's a bit less creamy than the first
less
one.
Less creamy, more natural tasting. And it tastes like it came out of a cow. It does.
A milk product tasting like it came from a cow. This is actually a good thing. Especially when Kate Simpson got to ice cream number three.
Is there any dairy in this third one? It tastes like soya ice cream or something. It doesn't look like ice cream. It doesn't taste like ice cream.
It doesn't taste good is one
thing.
It doesn't taste good.
It has a dreadful aftertaste. Mm. I'm going to guess this is a soya product and not a dairy product.
I would agree with you in that it has that beany soy aftertaste to it.
Mm-hmm. The color's a bit different than the first two. It's more yellowy.
Totally different color.
Now this one, I usually get frozen yogurt, and this is better than frozen yogurt, but not as good as the creamy.
I kind of like frozen yogurt.
Well, we know number three is not likely to end up on the top of the heap. Ice cream number four.
It's got an ice cream texture to it. Nice flavor, not too much vanilla.
This one tastes to me like almost like a soft serve that I would get from a place like Dairy Queen.
Really? Yeah. So you think it's ice milk, not ice cream?
I'm not saying it's bad.
I like it. So far.
Yeah, number four tastes more like milk, less creamy, less thick.
Nice texture. But refreshing.
Yeah, very refreshing. Very refreshing.
Yes, because our first one was the really creamy.
Heavy cream.
Heavy cream, yeah. Now, number two was
more vanilla flavor.
More vanilla flavor to it. That was the barnyard one, right?
In the middle of a nice, hot summer day, this number four is what I want.
That's a pretty good endorsement. Ice cream number five arrived with plenty of black flecks of vanilla bean on display, but how did it taste?
Yeah, this one has more of a bit of a manufactured taste to it.
I agree.
A little bit more of a, as you say, coming from the freezer.
It would have to be my second favorite of the batch.
Yeah, I'm thinking that the vanilla
are now
that I'm tasting with this one is more of an aftertaste, where the vanilla I was tasting with number four was more of a savory, lasting flavor.
Mm-hmm.
If
you
can make that, you know, the difference between an aftertaste and a
lasting
flavor.
And the aftertaste was nice on number four as well. The aftertaste on this is, there's a little tiny bit of artificialness to the aftertaste.
When the last spoons were licked, the panel reached consensus on the best being 4, 5, and 1. The also-rans included number 2, cow-flavored, according to the panel. That was Breyer's double-churned extra-creamy natural vanilla. Number 3, ranked lowest by the panel, was called It's Soy Delicious, frozen soy dessert, vanilla-flavored and fruit-sweetened. Number 1 was Nestle's Real Dairy with natural vanilla, including fresh ice cream and ground vanilla bean. Number 5, which was second on the taste panel's list of preferences, was Ben & Jerry's homemade vanilla ice cream. And number four, top of the cone, so to speak, was actually a frozen yogurt made by Häagen-Dazs, fooled the entire panel into thinking it was ice cream. So the two most famous brands, Ben & Jerry's and Häagen-Dazs, in a blind tasting ended up on top. They were also the most expensive. In this case, you get what you pay for. Hope you stay cool the rest of the summer. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.